This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Feel this talent crumble. You know, at the top of the hour news, I heard something that I thought was pretty disturbing. I don't often comment about things I hear in the news, but Electrify America, whoever they are, they are a network of vehicle charging systems, and they have been funded with money paid by Volkswagen as punishment for lying, cheating, swindling, defrauding the American people with the emissions control modifications that enable them to cheat and lie and defraud their own customers by letting their customers think that their vehicles didn't pollute as much as they did. So what Volkswagen did was they said, well, you know, we've got computers in the car, we've got engine control computers, we have traction control computers, we know how fast each wheel is turning. So during the test scenario, we know that the driving wheels are moving at a different speed from the other two wheels, which are not moving at all because the car is in a dynamometer. So Volkswagen was able to say, hey, you know, only the front wheels are moving, pulling the car, and the rear wheels are just stationary. So obviously this is a test. So they could cheat and make the emissions of the engine go way, way, way down. Down so far that the vehicle would be hardly drivable, but the emissions would test really, really well. Low emissions. And then when you put the car on the road, then you need to disable this emissions defeat system so that the car would run properly. So the money from that scandal has been used, earmarked, and is funding this Electrify America. So what's happening is your government is taking money from Volkswagen, that is fine Volkswagen, and it's putting it into electric charging stations. And it looks like they want to have about 1,800 fast charging stations and 10,000 individual chargers to be installed within the next 4 years across the United States and Canada. So what is happening is another cash infusion is being given to the electric vehicle manufacturers to subsidize them so that they have an additional unfair advantage over their competitors, which are using petroleum-based fuels. That's what's going on. I just wanted to mention that. Any comments about that, Gwyneth?
Yeah, it's another fraud to help, you know, which is funded. One fraud being used to fund another fraud, which will be used to fund another fraud into the future. And this is how these people think. That's how they...
Yeah, and
you
so...
You know, these people know what they're doing. They're not innocent. They're not just bumbling along and say, oh, yeah, well, you know, we reckon it would be a good idea to have electric vehicles everywhere. They know that these lithium batteries are highly toxic. They know that. they know that lithium mining is hugely environmental damaging. They know that. The generally public, dumb public doesn't know that. You know, they don't even know what lithium is. They don't know that, you know, like, let's say you have, you know, a million lithium ion batteries on the road, and one in a million lithium ion batteries will randomly explode one day. That's a bomb that's driving around under some member of the generally dumb public. And they have no idea. But they're not planning a million of these vehicles. They're planning millions upon millions upon millions upon millions of them. And even if just one lithium-ion battery blows up randomly, you know, and creates, which it's more than a million, more than one in a million, I'm sure of it, because they do that. You know, it's just, oh, my gosh. Where do I even begin? They're just, they're psychopaths, they're not innocent, they do satanic ceremonies on a regular basis, several times a year. I'm convinced they probably follow the occult calendar, which has, if my memory serves me correctly, something like six ceremonies that you've got to do during the year to keep your life running smoothly if you're one of the, if you believe in that religion. You know, this is it. And, you know, these, you know, that means that they all get together about six times a year and they have a ceremony where they do terrible things to children, then cut their throats and drink their blood. These are not good people. These are the people who are at the top of the oil industry, and now they're making themselves at the top of the electric vehicle industry. They're the same people. They're not good people. And we need to, like I said, we need to stop relying on their opinion of us, because they're not good people. And they're making a set of rules that is deliberately designed to make us into what they are. Okay? To make us inject terrible things into ourselves that will destroy that human stamp that's on the inside of us of genetic code, that will go through and do to your genetic code exactly what Adobe's updates did to everybody's Adobe, you know, Adobe Flash players and their computers. And, you know, this is a, this, you know, Bill Gates, he invented computer viruses. And he invented antivirus software. He invented backdoors. He's not a good person. He's not a good person. I don't know how many times I need to say it. We need to stop doing what these people want us to do, because they're not good people and they want to kill us. Does that make sense, Vincent? We need to set up our own system, and we need to stop giving a darn, D-A-R-N. We need to stop caring what they think about us.
This okay, so... You mentioned.
Our systems are criminal, and we have to say, we just have to shrug and just say whatever, and know that all that we're trying to do is survive. That we're not criminals. That we are not inclined to follow a bunch of rules that are put together by a group of Satanists who at the end of their days are going to go to the great big barbecue pit in the ground. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah. So Bill Gates has built, and his company, have built backdoors into Windows for a long, long time. And through the backdoors of Windows and Adobe Flash, they were able to find the copy that I was using, all above board. I didn't go steal it. I got it downloaded just like everybody else did. And then they hunted it down and they found it. Adobe found it and blew it up on my computer. That means that they had a back door to access my computer. I've got all kinds of firewalls to stop and prevent this. Somehow they figured it out. That's one thing. Next thing I'd like to mention, you mentioned lithium-ion batteries. So Elon Musk, in my opinion, class, Elon Musk would be nothing without government subsidies. Nothing. None of his companies, the Boring Company, his Starlink company with all these satellites that are just occluding the night sky, his solar panel company, Tesla, all these companies. Elon Musk, you know, there's an old expression. He's a dope. And that's what people used to call people who smoked a lot of marijuana. They'd say, he's a dope. Elon Musk is a dope. He uses money, your money, government money, to do things that have already been done. He's not the first guy to put a satellite in space. He's not the first guy to build an electric car. They were built well over 100 years ago. He's not the first guy to build solar panels. I had solar panels back in Virginia in the 90s. I used a solar panel, a very tiny one, solar cell, to build a talk on the light, on a light beam. I literally, in my elementary school years in the 1960s, I built a system that would allow you with a microphone and a modulator to modulate your voice onto an incandescent bulb with a reflector, like a flashlight from the 60s, and pick up at a distance that beam of light with a solar cell and demodulate it, amplify it, and play it through a speaker. I built talk on a light beam with a solar cell back in the 60s. So if you think Elon Musk is this great inventor, you're confused. He's taking existing technology and leveraging it with government money that you don't have access to. That's what he's doing. And if he thinks I'm wrong, Elon, I'll give you the number. You can call in. 866-582-9933. I'll put you right on the air, and you can tell me why I'm wrong. Why you think I'm wrong. Because I'm not wrong. Let me tell you one other thing. When you mentioned lithium ion. So lithium is a silvery metal, and it's kind of rare. And when one of these Tesla cars catches on fire, like the one in Houston, Texas, it took a lot of water to put out the fire. I'm going to tell you how much water. I'm going to give it to you in a visual. So if you have a 24-foot diameter pool, 24 feet across, you know, an above-ground 24-foot pool, that holds about 14,000 gallons of water, 14,000. Let's say you had an 18-foot by 36 in-ground pool with, you know, the 8-foot deep end and the 3-foot shallow end, 18 feet by 36 in-ground pool, 22,000 gallons of water. So what's it take to put out a Tesla in Houston with a lithium-ion battery? 32,000 gallons of water. So what does that mean? You know those gasoline tanker trucks? Those real big, long 18-wheeler types? That's about 10,000 gallons. No kidding. Elon Musk is dangerous. He's a threat to the planet. And I don't know why he's not in prison for killing people, manslaughter, with his cars that have autopilots. Why? Why are they allowed? Why?
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, Arjun will be right with you in just a minute. I just wanted to finish up a little bit more about these Tesla fires. So there's a headline that says, you know, it took 30,000 gallons of water and 4 hours to put out a Tesla car fire. 4 hours. Another one, another headline says it took, it can take 3,000 gallons and 24 hours to fully, 24 hours to suppress an electric vehicle car fire. Another one says, another headline, firefighters work 16 hours to put out fires in a Tesla. 16 hours. So, these are very hard to extinguish fires. It takes a lot of manpower. It takes a lot of water. And then where does all that water go that you just put on the fire? It goes downhill, right? Maybe into the lakes, streams, ponds. And how toxic is that? Can you imagine a gasoline vehicle, pickup truck, car, catching on fire and taking, 24 hours to put it out? Can you imagine the fire engines putting water on it for 24 hours? It takes about a minute or two to put out a gasoline vehicle car fire. These things are dangerous every way you can think about it. Elon Musk needs to be stopped. These vehicles, I'm not saying harmed. I'm saying he needs to be stopped. He's littering the sky. He's already launched a lot of satellites that are tracking us. You know, so we can have that faster download so the GDP can watch their movies faster in their Tesla while they're not at the steering wheel paying attention. These Teslas have crashed into, with autopilot, have crashed into police cars that are assisting other motorists. Stopped on the side of the road, police cars, Teslas have crashed into them. Teslas have crashed into the back of tractor-trailer trucks. Just boom, run into them. Run into other vehicles. Run into concrete pilings. A lot of people have died at the hands of Elon Musk. He needs to be stopped. I fear for my life when I'm out on the road because of all these stupid people in these stupid Teslas. Am I angry? Of course I'm angry, and you should be too. So those people who think that Elon Musk walks on water, if he does anything to the water, he pollutes it. Arjun in West Virginia, welcome. You're on with Gwyneth and me.
Hey, Vincent. I was just wondering, last week, Gwyneth mentioned, like, you can buy, like, 4 tools, and you can do, like, farming. So, so I was wondering, like, you can shovel out, like, sand, and there are seeds I've seen. You can buy it in, like, Home Depot or Lowe's store. They have, like, seed section. You buy those seeds. My question is that, like, I see that in the ground, the grass grows very quickly. So I can actually use a tool to, how deep should I go to put the seeds in the ground? And then, like, how frequently you have to water? You have to water the seeds, like this land. And, like, how will you distinguish, like, if the grass also grows along with these seeds, how would you distinguish which to cut and which not to cut, you know?
Okay, let me ask a couple clarification questions first.
Yeah.
Are you talking about plants like tomatoes,
yes.
Peppers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
are you talking about?
Yes.
Also, are you talking about corn?
I'm planning on, like, growing this okra. Like, it's also called ladyfinger okra. I like okra. Mm-hmm. And this onion, tomatoes, pepper. You know, I can try pepper. You know, like, I've not thought about pepper. But these three things I was initially thinking of.
Let me just start with corn. Corn is planted directly into the ground, about 2 feet spacing. So if you're going to make a matrix 2 feet between plants, 2 feet in front, 2 feet to the side, okay, you only want to plant one variety of corn because cross-pollination will yield probably corn that is not acceptable. So just one kind of corn seed. We'll be right back with the rest of the story.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Global internet monitoring firm NetBlocks is reporting communist Cuba has restricted access in-country to social media and messaging platforms, including Facebook and WhatsApp. Cuban officials blame social media platforms for encouraging protests in Cuba over the weekend. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has deep concerns about the military coup in Myanmar and called on Southeast Asian nations to take action to end violence and restore democracy in that country. Blinken made the appeal during a meeting with foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations on Wednesday. President Biden's push for a big new infrastructure investment got a boost on Tuesday when leading Senate Democrats agreed to a partisan $3.5 trillion price tag package. Biden will travel to Capitol Hill on Wednesday to have lunch with Senate Democrats and discuss the road ahead for advancing the legislation. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Twitter Tuesday shamed President Biden's misinformation about the GOP elections bill. According to Abbott, the laws make it hard to cheat.
You might remember, President Biden called me a Neanderthal for opening Texas 100% and no masks. It turned out he was wrong. After that opening, Texas COVID numbers improved substantially. Well, now President Biden is calling Texas names again. This time, he's chastising us for making it easy to vote, but hard to cheat. And once again, President Biden ignores the facts. The fact is that Texas is passing a law that expands, not reduces, the hours of early voting. That's more than many states, including President Biden's home state of Delaware, which has 0 hours of early voting. The Texas law also helps to prevent mail-in ballot fraud in Texas. That is an issue that both Republicans and Democrats agree on. It will uphold the integrity of our elections and ensure that Texans who do qualify to vote by mail will have the ability to do so. President Biden and the Democrats must stop the misinformation. Texas is very simply making it easier to vote and harder to cheat.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us, and Arjun from West Virginia has called in. He wants to start a garden. So okra is easy to grow, but the seeds are coated. So you might want to soak them in warm, not hot, just water that, without chlorine in it and without fluoride. You know, water that, if you put your finger in it, just feels a little bit warm. Soak them overnight. And then you can take those seeds and then plant them in the ground. So that would be, you'd want to dig a furrow about an inch deep, and then you'd put your okra seeds in there. But okra likes, the furrows you want to be about 2 feet apart. And the okra likes to be started when the temperature outside hits 85 degrees. but doesn't go below 60 at night. So that would be okra. Peppers, peppers and tomatoes, I start in cups. I get what's called starting soil. I get a bag of that. And it's really fluffy, light soil. It's not clay at all. And you can buy a bag of it at, you know, the hardware type stores. You can buy it at Menards. We got ours at Menards. And it's less than $10 a bag. And it's a pretty big bag. It's maybe 25 or so pounds. And I take that starting soil, and I put it in a cup. And you can use, you know, styrofoam cups. You can use used food containers that are like cups. And you punch a hole in the bottom about, a quarter of an inch off the bottom, so that when you fill it with soil and you add water, the water will run out. It will drain rather than sit in the bottom of the cup. That's important. And then I put those cups on an aluminum tray that will contain the water when I water the seeds every day. And for tomatoes and peppers, I put them about a quarter of an inch below the top of the soil. Too deep and they won't find daylight. Too shallow and they'll fall over, you know, when the plants start to grow. And then I use a grow light, or I use a cool white fluorescent light, or a cool white and a warm white fluorescent light. And I put it about 2 inches above the cups. And it takes, it might take 2 weeks or maybe a little bit longer for some of these seeds to start germinating. Then I raise and raise and raise that light so it stays about 2 inches above the plants as the plants grow. So then after, let's say, 2 months of growing inside, then I transplant the plants outside. But before that, I let them harden. I'll put them outside in the shade for about 2 hours, and I'll bring them back inside. Then the next day, I'll do the same thing. And then I might put them in the sun for a half an hour or an hour. Too much sun kills the plants. Not enough sun, they don't harden enough to be transplanted into the garden. Now, with the garden, what I like to do is I like to have it soft soil all the way down for at least a foot. That gives the roots of these vegetable plants enough soil to reach the nutrition that they need, the fertility that they need to grow well and vigorously. So that's what I do. And then, of course, I have a fence around the garden to keep the chickens out, because we have chickens here, and to keep the dogs out and to keep the predators out. Because, you know, if you've got wild animals where you are in West Virginia, they're going to love your garden. Gwyneth, do you have any comments?
Yeah, I just had the song come into my head, Almost Heaven, West Virginia, when you mentioned West Virginia. he's got a really good climate for growing stuff there, but it gets cold in the winter because it's up in the Appalachian Mountains, right? Yeah. So you've got to think how long it is until you're going to start getting those first frost and snows, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, we've already passed the 21st of June, which is the longest day for you. So you're going to have to, you're starting your garden late in the year. You're going to have to grow things that have quite a short season, and something that's easy to raise because you're a beginner, okay? And for you to get that first crop of whatever it is in will be a huge boost to you in your heart. It will encourage you, okay? So if I were you, in your circumstance, starting a garden where you were, I would be starting a crop that only takes a couple of months to reach maturity, and something that's really, really easy to grow. So I would probably, and I would only concentrate on one or two crops for your first year, and not a bunch of different crops, because you learn to grow one crop at a time, and then eventually you have a bank of crops that you know how to grow. So, and you instead of getting new seed each time, you let the best of your vegetables go to seed and you don't eat them. And then you save those seeds and then you plant them the next year a lot earlier. And what I would start with is radish. Because radishes, they mature within 4 to 6 weeks, 8 weeks maybe for a really big variety of radish like daikon. And they're easy to grow. And they don't take that much work or effort. With regards to how deep do you plant your seeds, I would agree with Vincent that you would dig your soil to at least 12 inches deep. And I have a bit of a different method here for cultivating veggies because we've got really, really, really poor soil. And not only that, we live in I live in a semi-arid climate. Okay, so, and it's got baking hot summers and, you know, reasonably cold winters, not snow on the ground, but we do get, and not frost where the whole soil freezes, but we do get frost that settle heavily on the leaves of our plants and they can damage the plants. So, but I would go with radishes as a crop, for you for this year, because it is so late in the year, and within about 8 to 12 weeks, you're going to start having the weather cool down there. And you know, this is just what I've heard about the climate in West Virginia. But in the summer, it's an absolutely beautiful climate, and you can grow anything there. You know, just about. You'd probably struggle to grow tropical things, but anything that's suited to a temperate climate, then, you know, that would be a good thing. So I would start with radishes, and then when you pull the radishes up, what you need to plant at about the time that you harvest your radishes, and in 4 to 6 to 8 weeks, is you need to start putting in... When the weather begins to cool down, so probably in about 2 months, you need to start putting in some sort of brassica, like cabbage or kale, cauliflower or Brussels. I wouldn't go with Brussels sprouts. They can be tricky. But a nice, easy brassica, like cabbage or kale, okay? And if you can get a good crop of kale going, you'll feel great because they look spectacular. They look really, really good in the garden, and they're edible, and they will feed you, and they're highly nutritious. But they take about 6 months to grow, and they need to grow in the winter, in the fall and going into winter. Because if you try planting them in the summer, you'll get invaded by white moths, the white cabbage caterpillar butterflies. So they're little white butterflies with black spots on them, on their wings. Okay, they're called cabbage moths or cabbage butterflies. And during the summer, they will annihilate your cabbages. That's why you need to plant your cabbages going into the fall, and you'll find that your cabbages will germinate nicely in the fall, and even if you get snow on the ground in the winter, your cabbages or your kale will survive in the snow and will continue to grow in the snow as long as you clear the snow away from the base of them. So if you get a snowfall, the snow will fall and it will cover the cabbages. But you go out and you clear the snow away from the cabbages, and the cabbage will still be alive under the snow. And then you, you know, it'll keep growing as long as you keep the snow clear of it. This is something that is absolutely amazing about cabbages. And so those are two crops, and I will focus on those two crops this year. First of all, get a radish crop growing. And then when you harvest that, plant some kale or cabbage. Does that make sense? Yes, it is.
Arjun, I have a couple comments.
Yes.
You know, when I was growing up back in the 1950s and the 1960s, my mom introduced me to gardening, and she started me with radishes. And it's important for you to have success, because otherwise you just say this is impossible. These plants don't grow. So radishes are a great way to start, because it's an almost guaranteed success. The second thing that's almost guaranteed is carrots. So I'm thinking radishes,
yeah,
exactly as Gwyneth said, carrots, and one other, and that would be lettuce. Okay, all of them can be started outside. You don't need to start them in containers or cups. You can sow the seeds directly in the soil, as long as you loosen up the soil. And here's why. So a lot of people make this very simple mistake. Let's say they buy a tree, a fruit tree, and let's say it's 3 feet tall, and it's $20 at the big box store, and they're having a sale on apple trees, or cherry trees, or peach trees. They take a shovel, and they dig a hole, and they look at the pot that the tree is in, and the pot, let's say, is 12 inches in diameter, and it's 12 inches deep. So they dig a hole just to fit that pot. And they plant that tree, and it doesn't grow worth a darn, because the soil around that hole that they dug, which is the same size as the pot, is too compacted for the roots to penetrate it. What they really need to do is make a hole 3 feet in diameter and at least 2 feet deep. Take that soil and loosen it up, add some amendments like peat moss, add a little bit of fertilizer, put that in there, mix it all up, and then plant the tree. And then make sure it's watered, you know, on a daily basis to get it started, and it'll probably do really, really well. But planting it in a hole the size of the original container or pot is guaranteed failure. So for you, you can take some containers, you know, like buckets, like 5-gallon buckets, fill it with soil, put some holes. Stand by. I'll tell you the rest of it when we come back, Arjun.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
Order today's hot.
Last day. God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
season,
for
2 seconds. During
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Arjun's with us in West Virginia. Arjun, I have some comments. I just went outside the studio and I counted the number of buckets that we have food growing in. Vegetables, tomatoes, peppers, got lettuce. And these are buckets that we have recycled for, that we feed the cows protein licks. So they're probably, I'm thinking 15 gallons, maybe 20 gallons. That's kind of large, and they're expensive to buy them. So I have a solution for that. And I'd like you to try gardening in buckets to start. So what you would do is you go to the Chinese factory outlet, Walmart, and you go to the bakery department or the part where they have they make cakes, and ask them to save you some buckets. They have these 5 gallon buckets, 3 gallon buckets, 2 gallon buckets. Ask them to save them for you, and with the lids, and they'll rinse them out. They'll probably sell you a whole bunch of them, maybe 5, 8, 10 of them, and they'll put a 99-cent sticker on it, and they'll charge you 99 cents, because nothing goes out the door for free at Walmart. Okay, now get those buckets, rinse them out really well. And then you drill holes, and if you were looking down at the bottom, straight down at the bottom of the bucket, you drill a hole at 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 9 o'clock. And the holes would be about 1/4 inch in diameter and about 1/2 inch off the bottom. Now, it's inside the bucket, so if you were to put water in it, water would run out all 4 holes, okay? And the idea is you want to have drainage in this of the soil that's in the bucket. Otherwise, the roots will drown. And then you fill that bucket all the way up to the top except for 2 inches. And then you can plant your seeds. Okay? And of course, you want to put it in the sun, and you want to water these plants gently every day. And I think you will have success with radishes, carrots, lettuce, if you want to do kale. And tomorrow, Kathy's going to be with me. And Kathy is brilliant, absolutely brilliant at saving money. I mean, she is world class in saving money and domestic engineering. So is Sharon, and those two, and Kyle, and Gwyneth. I mean, that's what our instructors do. But I wrote a note for tomorrow to ask Kathy what is the best time to buy seeds. Now, seeds have gotten really expensive. So if you go to buy seeds from one of the name brands like Burpee, $5 for a packet of seeds. $5.45, $4.95. I mean, seeds are really nutty in price lately. So what happens is at the end of the season, which is kind of like now, growing season, they go on sale at really low prices. Sometimes you can buy seeds for maybe 30 cents a packet, maybe 50 cents a packet, certainly half price, okay? And now they will be packed for planting this year, but you're going to be planting them, some of them, next year, as well as maybe the radishes you might want to plant this year. So those are some of my thoughts. Gwyneth, what do you think about Argen growing bucket vegetables?
Okay. I grow some of my vegetables in old fridges lying on their back with drainage holes drilled probably about... 2 or 3 inches, probably about 2 inches below the soil level. But I live in a semi-arid climate, so my plants really need that water reserve in the bottom of the old fridge. But I wanted to mention about carrots, something really, really important. I bought 60 kilograms of carrots from the greengrocers today. When I was, and I put in a special order. And what I'm going to do with these carrots is I'm going to go out in the garden tomorrow. I'm going to go into a certain garden bed and I'm going to plant the carrots in the garden. And there's around about 270 carrots and they will grow in the garden. And when you need a carrot, you pull it up, it will send out feeder roots and it will grow a new top if you do this. And just plant it with just the top of the carrot above the soil level. And when you get hungry and you decide that you need a carrot, you go out to the garden, you pull up a carrot, and you chop off the top inch of the carrot and you put it back into, and you top off the crown, that is the leaves that are growing on top, and you plant that carrot stub back into the soil and it will continue to grow and it will make another carrot.
Okay.
That's the best method of carrot growing that I've ever come across, because carrots can be really tricky to get started. But as long as you look after that crown, it will keep growing.
And you can do the same thing with lettuce. You're going to have success in a week. Here's what you do. You take lettuce, you know, like iceberg lettuce you buy at the store, and that core that you don't eat, and you peel the leaves around, what you have left is the core. You slice off maybe an eighth of an inch, the brown spot. You cut that off. And you put it in water, about, a third of an inch of water in a cup, and you put it in the sun. You keep changing the water every day. You will have lettuce growing, and then you can plant that in about 2 weeks. Arjun, thank you so much for calling Gwyneth. Thank you.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.